hundreds of good books and decades of good decisions. You need knowledge from books to expand your view of the world. You need to know more. You need hundreds of books. You need a view of the world that comes from the books you chose, but is also correct as it balanced itself. As it corrected itself just out of the numbers of books that you listened to and re-listened and continued re-listening to. I do not wish to concern you, but whatever you chose early on in your life, please also choose to become an independent entrepreneur, just in case, just to be sure. Nobody knows the troublemakers that we will encounter in our future. I once watched a very nice person, it seemed, invite a reporter to an event where we were both volunteering. It later occurred to me that he was collecting newspaper articles about himself for years in the future when he needed a promotion. I just had to look up nepotism and legacy ivy. This is not something an ordinary and honest person can go up against. Now with social media, people probably pay agencies for posts, original articles, probably vacation videos even. This kind of thing is too complex to fight. Don't just assume that nepotism is about trouble getting the job. It may also be about people trying to push you out to make room for their family members. They may get you to quit without you realizing that you were pushed out. Now, don't assume that this will happen to you, but don't assume that this will happen to somebody else and not you. Instead, slowly and calmly read and listen to your books and build up the knowledge required to swiftly build your own company. Have a plan for giving away free services to build up a group of happy customers. Understand that this is not just about a product that you would like to make or a service that you would like to provide, but mostly about customers that will reliably come to your product or service and gladly pay as they will honestly appreciate or need it. And there is more. You need to get in touch with your elder self. Begin asking, what are your regrets? And just keep freaking asking that question until you whip yourself out of whatever you are in by your very own shoelaces. I'm not sure how to describe this. You know that you need real knowledge, like functional knowledge, not just performing on test kind of knowledge, like an actor, which is what schools will give you so that they can take a paycheck home. Because real knowledge is huge. You go home and start making stuff. Sometimes it's stuff you can touch, but sometimes it's also thoughts that you need to evaluate. Sometimes stuff you didn't even know you could make. That's awesome. But then, wisdom will come to you. It happens. You get a good bullshit meter, and all your decisions become good. You will smile, feel joy, and create artworks of philosophers and their quotes. Change lives of friends and family for better and happier, maybe inspire them. But there is more. Because wisdom is something you hardly work for. I mean, it kind of comes to you. So, what happens when you move forward? Or up, or both. What happens? I think people observing someone making that step call it greatness. I'm sure no person making that step ever called it that, but that is what others call it. And I think that is where you need to go. Discover your knowledge, Watch your wisdom surround you, and then take that step, whatever it may be. Others will call it greatness. The results that come from taking that step are a very important part of your well-being and of the meaning of your life. When you finally become your elder self and take a look back at your younger life and probably still not be satisfied, I doubt anybody ever is, but look at and feel that journey and feel how heavy it was, how impossible those dreams, you will understand how important it was to make it. Looking back at all the big decisions you made may still even seem scary, but you will greatly appreciate having that foresight, that knowledge, having found that balance. A huge chunk of your accomplishments will come from enlarging your view with books. You'll feel it, but may have difficulty pinpointing a set of books in particular. It will just be having read many of them. Let me put it in a way that approaches a vision of it. Hundreds and hundreds of books, decades and decades of knowledgeable and wise decisions, and hundreds more, and decades more. It is impossible to arrive in a place that you will feel uncomfortable in when you just spend decades and decades and read hundreds and hundreds of books slowly and slowly, slowly and wisely, making your way forward. Take your time, but remember, our life is very long, much longer than you will ever expect. And that once you reach for real knowledge from real people who worked really hard for it and carry on in some part with knowledge gained from them and from your beautiful life and experiences as well, you are sure to become wise. And then you will be able to use that wisdom to help others and eventually make your elder self feel warm and cozy, probably in their 80s and 90s as they cheerfully shuffle around. Hey, you can't be sure, so don't say no, but they may be painting something really beautiful or typing on an ancient typewriter to make it difficult to write the way I'm writing right now. Let me tell you, I already know what I'm getting for my 90th birthday. This is my third poem today. The other two are too long. I try very hard to keep under 130 lines. Which brings us to the closing of this flight of poetic fancy. So let me just say it one more time. Without mincing words, let me just say it. Become a great being.